You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, December 23rd, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning and heidi ho ho ho.
And Merry Christmas,
Eve. Merry Christmas.
Eve of Christmas Eve. This is our last Who Cares News for the year. If you're listening on the podcast or on the radio station or whatever, wherever you're listening, we will be returning on January 6th with a brand new year. Brand spank me new year.
Yes.
But this is the end of 2019 for you and me on this broadcast. So I thought it would be good for us to take a look back.
Of course.
At the stories nobody cared about in 2019, which is what we do here every morning. So that's the deal. That's our whole claim to fame this morning.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Them. Yes. And you've got a bevy of stories.
I do.
Jump on in.
Clo got her heart stomped on this year
again. Yeah.
From baby daddy Tristan Thompson, even after she gave him a chance.
And a baby.
And then another chance, and another chance, and after, like, you know, 17 to 25 hoes or something like that.
Wasn't he, like, screwing around on her when she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
before and after.
Yeah, right. Nothing says, hey, I got issues. Then I got to stay with the guy who screwed around with me while I was pregnant.
Well, and then Kylie's best friend made out with him.
I know. What the hell was that all about?
Yeah. She's been ostracized.
Oh,
yes. As you can imagine.
As you can imagine. Jordan Woods, right? Is that her name?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. We don't care.
We don't care.
So, okay, story one down.
I don't care.
All right. Story two.
Let's see here. The long national nightmare.
comprised one half of this year.
I wonder how Christmas is going to be in the Laughlin Mossy Moe household this year.
Probably slim. It's either slim or it's super elaborate because they know it's all over. You know, it's like we're spending the last residual check on Full House. That's it. We're done.
I wonder.
Merry Christmas, girls.
When's the trial going to be?
Selling the house in February. Furniture's already gone. Now, we know Felicity Huffman went to jail. She pleaded guilty and went to jail.
She owned up to it.
She didn't do hard time.
She took the hit. She was accountable.
Barely did time, period, right?
Barely.
They let her out a couple of days early. Yeah.
Yes. From her long two-week sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, stupid. Now, but what do you think they're going to do for these guys? Because Lori and Massimo, they're standing by their story. They're sticking to their story. That's their story.
And Becky's fall from grace.
Yeah. That story is the story that just keeps on giving.
It does. More
to come.
And it'll be there for 2020.
TBD, as we like to say. What else?
Let's see. Who is romancing this year? We got J-Rod.
Oh, that's right.
Katie and Orlando.
Both engaged. Neither have been married this year. So the weddings are also TBD. But J-Rod bought a house together in Malibu.
Oh, yes.
And it's being fixed up by Joanna Gaines.
Yes.
So we'll be telling you about that in the coming year. We've heard some new stuff about that.
Yeah, we'll be watching it.
Yeah.
We'll be watching the launch and all that good stuff.
Do you think Katie or Orlando ever get to the altar?
Because
they've postponed. They were supposed to get married this year.
Part of me says no.
That's part of me, too.
Yeah. They'll break up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the split-ups.
That's right. More split-ups this year. That's true.
Katie and Jamie.
They were never together. I don't care.
The couple that was never a couple has now broke up, yes.
They played volleyball. We saw them have dinner a couple of times.
And they went
to the Golden Globes together. They went to a party together. They didn't go to the Globes.
As soon as they started coming out together, then it ended.
It's over. But
that's
it. It was him and the 22-year-old... musician
protege.
Yeah. He's trying to help out, sleeping on his couch, wink wink, nudge.
And he likes to hang out with the younger folk.
Well, blame him on that. Anybody else split up? Well, of course other people split up, but the big split up was
Miley and Liam.
Yeah,
Miley and Caitlin.
Yeah. And maybe Miley and Cody.
We'll see. Yeah. That was probably the most notable
Miley
one.
Miley loves her dog.
We're good.
At least that's good. Yeah, and her teddy bear.
There were some other splits, but that was
Those were the biggies, though,
yeah.
I think. Don't you?
I do.
We just don't have time to go through them all because we'd be here for a week.
We would.
Did Chris Pratt and Anna Faris split up this year or last year?
I thought it was last year.
I think so. But he got... Oh, no. He married Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's a done deal.
That's a done deal.
He's in the Kennedy clan now.
He is in the Kennedy clan. I heard that Patrick Schwarzenegger was in a movie that came out a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Daddy went to see it, and his Patrick's naked bum is featured prominently, and he didn't tell anybody in the family.
Oh,
so
no.
Daddy said it was really awkward to see his son's grown bum on the movie screen. He was quite shocked. Because,
isn't that something you tell your parents before you see
it? I would think so. Oh, by the way, I'm naked.
My ass.
I'm naked.
You're going to see my ass.
You're going to see me. I mean, if you're Dakota Johnson and you do 50 Shades, she even said, no, you guys can't go see this. She told Don and Melly, no, you cannot. You cannot go see this.
I think I'd want to know if my child's ass was going to be up on a screen.
I would
somewhere.
Want to see, yeah, because then I don't want to go to the movie. I've seen it when it was little and I was putting a diaper on it, and that's the last time I want. I didn't want to see it then. But the wife said, change the diaper or you're sleeping in the front yard.
Okay, all right, I'm going.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
We have more to talk about.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
The Mighty Who Fell in 2019.
Yeah, we did this the other day. Man, we have some favorites in that one, don't we?
We've got Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, who's, been in court this last few weeks.
Mr. Jell-O himself.
And who's in prison
Mr.
for the
Jell-O
next 17
Pudding.
Years or so.
Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Kevin Spacey.
Who's no longer working anywhere. I don't even think he can get a job at Trader Joe's.
And,
but I hear he likes the stock boys. Anyway.
Matt Lauer.
And Matt Lauer not working either.
No.
But Matt Lauer can live off his real estate. He can sell everything he owns and still pay his ex-wife and still live.
Yes.
That's how much assets
freaking
he's got.
Money the so man has.
I feel not sorry for him.
Didn't someone,
he's playing golf every day.
Yes.
Seriously.
My most notable Who Cares holiday decor moment
yes,
goes to Kim Kardashian West.
Yes.
With her tampon hallway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's whimsical.
I can't wait till March when that plays on Kudake. And we get to relive it.
I will probably have to watch that episode just
you
to
know
see
you
it
have to.
On my TV and how she. I want to hear her explain it about how whimsical it is in her nothing
also
house.
Also this year, which we didn't mention, Kylie, world's youngest billionaire, and then she went and sold her company to a conglomerate. You know, she doesn't have to work anymore. Not
like she was
going
to have to work at all anyway.
Yeah, right.
Well, Aunt Becky, wishing you a
happy new year.
Whatever.
You know what? You know, if it's your story, you should stick to it. But whatever. Want to say thanks to Halle Berry.
Oh, yes. And as always, we want to make sure and to thank Halle Berry for her contribution to the Who Cares News.
Which was nothing.
And occasionally Kerry Washington and Jen Garner. Thanks to them, too. Yeah.
You know, Jen Garner, I've watched her on Instagram stories. Instead of her working out like Halle Berry does, she makes cookies. Jen, that may not end up well for you, hon. All right. Just saying. Middle age. It happens to all of us. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for another fine year of the Who Cares News. And
we'll
be back on Monday, January 6th, to do this all over again. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy
and
Festivus.
And thank you for an amazing radio station.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And all the
that.
Jingle jocks. The boss jocks and the jingle jocks.
And there's more jocks coming January 1st. Stay tuned.
Thanks to everyone who puts this
thing
on.
Yes, thank you to everybody. We'll see you after the New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And that's all the news you can care less about for
this year.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.